Two separate violent attacks in Yemen. At least 38 people were killed today when a suicide bomber attacked a rehearsal for a military parade. And there's also word that a member of the U.S. military was wounded in what's being called an attack by al-Qaeda. Joining us now from Sana'a in Yemen is Reuters correspondent Tom Finn. Tom, do you have any idea whether or not these two attacks were linked?
It's hard to say at this point because al-Qaeda are yet to claim responsibility for either, although most people suspect that they carried out both the attacks. It comes in the context of a number of kidnappings and attempted assassinations and violence that's been brewing in Yemen over the last couple of weeks. The incident which happened today, though, you know, was on a different scale from the attempted shooting in Hodeidah yesterday. As you said, 38 people were killed. I've just come from a number of hospitals in Sana'a, which are filled with soldiers. We're talking about hundreds of people, of soldiers who were wounded. And the doctors I was speaking to said that they were expecting the death toll to rise. A man disguised in military uniform in the middle of a military parade blew himself up. And I was at the scene of the attack. And, you know, there was blood and pieces of people's bodies and clothes splattered kind of 30 or 40 meters away from where the attack took place. So it was a huge explosion, and it was something that was clearly planned in advance.
And have we identified the man, the suicide bomber, who was wearing that army uniform?
He's yet to be identified. As I said, there is confusion as to whether or not he was a member of the military or whether or not he was someone who just infiltrated the military wearing these clothes today. But we should say that this was a rehearsal, and this very same rehearsal for this parade was going to take place tomorrow in front of the president. Tomorrow, Yemenis will be celebrating 22 years of unity. The north and south of Yemen were divided until 1990. So, you know, it was a clear and deliberate attempt, you know, to ruin that occasion. The soldiers I was speaking to were saying that whoever did this was clearly an opponent of this unity. There are lots of people in the south of Yemen who are calling for separation until now. So that's the other side to this, that, you know, the other angle is that while it bears the hallmarks of al-Qaeda, it comes at a very specific date on a very specific occasion.
This is Tom Finn, a correspondent for Reuters, reporting from Sana'a. Tom, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.